broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Good evening and welcome to Sports Talk. I am Bob Stogler, along with my co-host and good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bubby.
What do you know, buddy?
Not much. A little wet tonight.
A little wet. Joined by our head coach of the Lady Indians volleyball team.
The hot Lady Indians right now, baby. They're on fire.
Do not Lady play Indian. The Lady Indians in Fort Recovery right now. You're going down.
Yep. You don't want no piece of us right now.
Huh? And their coach is she ain't ready. There she is.
There she got.
She's looking around. There she goes.
Talking into the headphones.
Hi, Coach.
Well,
how are you?
We had two sets of headphones over there because we had two guests over there.
So we had a big night tonight. We had pictures. Yep. Remy's first one-year-old pictures.
I'm a little scatterbrained. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
So we've been at it for how long trying to get her to smile? And
a couple hours.
Not too bad.
Did Grandpa and Grandma come?
No. And
ooh, that would have
Dad's happened. Home with a fever and sick. And aww. Yeah, so we're... I got an eye infection. We're in struggle, but family-wise. But.
Ooh, family's falling apart. Hey, just keep winning, though.
But the volleyball team's good.
So. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Keep chugging along.
That's exactly right. It all started, Coach. You know, it's been an unbelievable year in the MAC, and it's that way every year. And this year, state ranked 1, 2, 3. Is that thing working?
Try these. Cutting out a little bit.
Yep, try the other one.
Read it out.
Yeah. State ranked teams 1, 2, 3, and 4 for Recovery, New Bremen, St. Henry, Marion. And we lose our Division I girl, and we go over to Marion, and we lose in 3 straight. And it was a turning point in the season. What are we going to do? And Coach, talk a little bit about the – did you have a come-to-Jesus meeting after that?
We went into Marion local kind of – we knew Paige was going to be out for about a week. And, we tried a couple of things, and – I think after the Marion game, we kind of just came together and just said, we got to try to make it work somehow. And we knew it was kind of just like, I don't know, the team relies around our seniors. Mm-hmm. And I know that with those 4, they would figure out how to get the job done.
Yep.
They're fiery and have a lot of energy and talent, obviously. And so, Whitley stepped up. I mean, she's got the red hair.
Absolutely. Her demeanor is unbelievable.
Yeah, she's intimidating.
Her freshman, she's awesome.
She's got, a big body up there and a lot of, a lot of fire, kind of just like Maddie. She cheers hard and she just looks intimidating at the net. And she's done a nice job, exactly what we need her to do. She doesn't make a lot of errors. And like I said, she's big. And I think hitters on the other side have to fear her a little bit. And we just kind of needed everyone else to step up, and we got that.
Went back to the Fort Laramie game.
Right, goes back to on Saturday. We go to Fort Laramie. We win in 3.
Yep.
And then we come, and then we play. I think we played South Adams.
Right.
And then we have the big one
versus team Marion. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. A week later, and St. Henry's always a rivalry, no matter if they're number one ranked or not.
Yep, absolutely.
So the girls are fired up. They're friends with the triplets, and they have the club girls and whatnot, and the Fort Laramie game, we had Liv Patch really step up. She led us in kills and blocks that game, and that's a girl that all year was kind of silent. She did what we needed her to do, but now she's contributing, and we're making her part of the offense, and that goes for Chloe Showalter's been awesome behind the line serving. We've had girls that have been silent step up and take on a bigger role. So that's kind of filled in with the loss of Judy. So
I thought your defense has been fabulous, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the back row has been playing really well. Yeah. And the girls on they're getting tips. They're doing everything you're supposed to do. I mean, and we're tough to beat right now.
Yeah. They're going to be on the floor and give it their all. And that's what it's all about. It definitely makes it fun.
So let's go back to the St. Henry game and an atmosphere that there's not too many volleyball programs, teams schools that can have that kind of an atmosphere at a volleyball game. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, you've been around volleyball your life. From Botkins to, was that some kind of high school environment?
Yeah, even, I mean, last night even.
It's so loud.
Yeah.
Last night was crazy.
It's
again.
Warm. It's loud. I'm telling you what, being pregnant, it's not always the best. I want to jump around and go crazy, but it's, you, I can't even hear myself, you know, think. And, you know, it's just so, I don't know, the girls respond to it well. You sometimes, even being in the home atmosphere, you know, sometimes it could be distracting, but it has it. They just like, you know, block in their visions on the court. And, yeah, I don't, we're just, yeah.
You say that about our home atmosphere. Them boys down there make a lot of noise.
Yeah, they do.
You know, when them girls are serving, you know, the other team, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, they get fired up.
They really
get tough on them.
We definitely appreciate, you know, I put out a post out there, but we appreciate the crowd and all the support, and we couldn't do it without
your
that.
Seniors. You talked earlier about your seniors and how they said, we know we're not going to, you know, it's next man up mentality, and that, mm-hmm. that goes back on you, Chelsea, and we haven't missed a beat, and man, it says something about, first of all, your youngsters, your seniors, and the whole program is just kind of, I mean, we're playing our best volleyball right now, and it's right. It's we're 2 weeks from tournament, and yep. It's showtime.
That's a perfect time
actually,
to get
it's,
good.
It's 1 week. A week away yeah. tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, and the JV team, they if they win tomorrow, they will be outright MAC champs for JV. Yep. And then, you know, our seventh grade got second seed, and eighth grade made a step forward from last year and I think was fifth seed. And
yeah.
Like you said, and then the freshman team, even losing, you know, three really good players of the JV and varsity team, you know, I think they lost maybe once or twice their whole season. So, I mean, as a program as a whole, it's really, it's been a great year.
It's going good, yeah.
Last night's game was kind of, the scoring was kind of surprising because, I mean, we put it to them.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the defending state champions tied for the MAC lead. They're playing, you know, they actually got just as many seniors as we got. They defend, you know, and they were rattled. And Diana Webker said in the paper, said, we didn't handle it.
We came out of the gate so good.
Yeah.
The first time, I mean, we were like 6-0, 7-0, boom, right out. And she had to call timeout, and it was like, right. This place was rocking already.
And that's been our goal. And before that point, I think before St. Henry, we've always been down in the beginning and had rough starts.
Battle
and we've
back.
Always had a battle back. And we talked about how we have to come out on top and just, you know, prove that we are going to own this game. And we've done that since St. Henry, really since the Laramie game. So Marin Local, you know, going back to that, it's been, I think we got off to a 7-1, 9-1. It was just really rough starts. And when you do that in the MAC, you're just, it's hard to.
Sure. Hard to battle all the way back.
And they're really good. I mean,
they are. Yeah. They're playing well.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Chelsea, and we're going to talk about this game tomorrow night that we need everybody there.
It's big.
Be right back. Sports Talk presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
58.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. After defeating the number one and number two teams in the state back-to-back, the Lady Indians will travel to Versailles tomorrow to take on the defending state champion Lady Tigers. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match. On Friday, it's football, and we'll host the St. Henry Redskins on homecoming night. And there's a chili supper before the game starting at 5. Our Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. Big week of sports for our Indians teams. Tomorrow night, volleyball at Versailles. Friday, homecoming football hosting St. Henry with a chili supper before the game. Get to these big games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't make it to the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. On Friday, October 12th, there will be a chili supper before the football game with St. Henry, sponsored by the junior high football parents. The chili supper starts at 5, and they'll be serving hot dogs, turkey sandwiches, and of course their great chili, along with desserts and drinks. So get to the St. Henry game early on October 12th and get some great food and help out the junior high football program at the chili supper starting at 5 o'clock. We're back. Sorry, my fault. We were jabbering and I didn't let the guys know.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee at 8:23. Talking with the head coach of the Lady Indians. I got a couple text messages here. 419-852-9201 if you want to drop Chelsea a line here and we'll relay the message. I got one right here from Kathy Etzler. And
is she listening? She never listens.
She does.
Never
listens. She say, Bob, could you pass along congratulations to Coach Collig and the team on a great season? We have such a great appreciation for the sport with our children and grandchildren so involved in local schools. And, it, you know, what a Kathy Etzler is just a class person.
About as classy as it gets.
Yeah, she is. And,
and her granddaughter is one of the reasons why I don't want to play New Knoxville, but we're going to.
Yeah, she got two of them.
Yep. Yeah, that one's back. I heard.
Okay.
So we celebrate what's happened. We have a chance to do something we haven't done in 30 years, and that's when I'm co-champs of the MAC.
Huge.
Win it.
Huge.
And we're going to Versailles, a team that's defending state. Well, no, they got.
No, they won.
They beat
them.
Yeah,
they won. And
we upset them.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a fun game tomorrow, and they're good.
Yeah. They kind of remind me of New Knoxville. I told the girls that because they've had some really low points in their season, but they've had some really high points, too. They're 11-10, but it just, that doesn't speak much about what they're capable of. They have two of the best MAC players on their team. And
the Ording girl.
You know, if we, Ording and Winner. You know, if we don't start out aggressive and let them get on rhythm, get them rattled at the very beginning, you know, it could be quite the battle. So, and you know, road games are, we haven't had very many of them.
Going to somebody else's gym is always tough.
Yeah.
It is. So practice today, do you talk a little bit about what's in hand? What's at stake? Do you send them, or do they get it?
We haven't mentioned much about the rankings, about what's, I mean, they know, I know they know,
yeah,
but
sure.
We just don't talk about it. We talk about what's ahead of us, the game at stake. And, you know, at the beginning of practice, we just talk about the team and what we need to do, what they do. And we go out there and practice a little bit. And I don't know, it was a good practice. I mean, the good thing, all of the last four teams have played the same defense. They played perimeter defense. And so, you know, it's kind of nice that we're used to that, and if you're not familiar with that defense, it just means that we play rotational defense. So the last St. Henry, New Bremen, and Versailles all play perimeter defense, which means their middle back stays in the middle. They don't go line to line, so tips are more open. We cover our tips and we send our middle back to the line. So I think perimeter defense is risky because you just have a lot more holes, I think.
So when they play that, are you more likely to try to tip it?
We tip and then we hit our lines, and we have girls that do a really nice job. Brooke Garkey does a nice job on the right side getting to the line. Cass and Paige.
Cass is so good at going up and kind of when she's in the air making the decision, where am I going to hit this thing? And that's unbelievable. That's really good.
She can float.
She stays up there a while and kind of looks what's going on and kaboom. That's perfect.
She did a nice job last night. Was it last night already? Jeez. Finding that deep corner shot. I mean, they weren't adjusting to that hit at all. And then Liv went and did the same thing. Offensively, they did a nice job finding the holes and kind of disrupting New Bremen's offense. So
me and Harold are talking, and we're talking about seniors and the four girls that you have and their last home game last night. And I'm sure that it was very emotional for them. Let's talk a little bit about your seniors and how they've just been. Well, they've been unbelievable, really.
Yeah. And talking to Diana Kramer before the game, she's just like, how great is it that you can play all four seniors? They all start. You didn't even have to change anything up to get them in the game. And they all have a critical role. The second year. The year I went undefeated at Lipsick, I was able to play all six seniors. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty cool. Yeah. But, you know, good things always happen when you could play them all, because it just the gel and the team morale is just more positive. And these girls, I can't say it enough, they know how to win. They're competitive. And I always say that these girls as freshmen didn't win a MAC game. That was the year we
think
went.
About that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is hard to believe.
It is. And now you got,
Chelsea, you had these girls all 4 years, right?
Right.
You know, you got Marty, you got Garkey, you got Kanapke, and you got Rammel. And when you look at that, and them girls are such, and you talk about being able to play them, but you're right, they are all solid, solid players. And what would we do with that? You know, all of them. Just
every one of them.
Hannah Kanapke.
She's had a great year.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely great.
Unbelievable.
And they're all different positions. You know, Cass she's had to switch outside a little bit with Paige being out, but she's been our, you know, dominant in the middle. And then Maddie running our offense for the last 4 years. She's just experienced, and the other coaches can't give enough credit and, hats off to her. And then
I think she does a great job of getting the ball to everybody, too.
Right.
You know, sometimes that Saturday gets locked on one person all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But boy, she gets it. She feeds everybody, keeps them all happy,
go ahead, Bob.
No, just another thing about Maddie is I know that family, and I know how close they are, and how super proud you can bet Maddie is of her little sister.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's big for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Could you imagine if that's us, or if that's how proud?
Yeah. How
I don't
cool
care how good that girl is to step into that role. In that situation, the way she played against St. Henry was unbelievable. And you talk about a stepping stone for
big things to go.
Maddie's pretty tough. I want to say, like, extremely tough on her. But she gets on her in practice and makes her, like, come on, Whit, you got to get that blocker. You know, she gets on her, and kind of Brooke, the same thing with Marissa. They're just...
Well, they're volleyball families. They're Joneses.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
They're here from their moms and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from their coach.
Right.
That's exactly right. So we're going to New Bremen, and then we'll talk a little bit here about the tournament.
Versailles.
Versailles. So then it's back to the firing. So we gotta win this game tomorrow night. We gotta celebrate, but then we gotta turn our focus and our attention, because it's right to the frying pan.
Yeah, we have...
tough draw.
Yeah.
First of all.
It was. And
it didn't matter where he's going.
But it didn't matter. I mean...
It didn't. And I was a little, I guess you can say, upset with how the draw, the voting went. I don't think we got
no consideration for beating St. Henry.
Right. I think a lot of people just thought it was a fluke, and that's fine. I'm okay with being the silent killer, you know?
That's right.
The silent team to come out on top, but it didn't matter if we were second or third. It would have...
Right.
Ended the same. It would have came out the same.
Does drive you crazy, though. I've been to a couple of those draws with a baseball team, you know, and we've been lucky enough to have some success the last couple of years and some pretty good players that we have. And we've been in there a couple of times, and it's just like teams jump right on us. You know, rather than go to the other side, it's like, are you kidding me? You want to play us? All right, yeah. Bring it on. You know?
Yeah. But and
it does kind of, it does make you mad. Yeah. I mean, you feel like we had a great season. We should be the number one seed. And,
right. And I,
sometimes you're not.
My dad always says, well, and I said it before we got on air, but if you can't beat them, you don't deserve to to move forward. And that's true. So we just, you know, we got to focus on tomorrow. I haven't even said a peep about the tournament draw, honestly, sure. because that's been our motto all year long, is just what's in front of us at the time. And really, I told the newspapers, it's about the play in front of us, that first ball contact and what we're going to do with it and what's next and so forth. So,
well, okay. any team that comes out of that sectional has to beat two of the top four teams in the state. Mm-hmm. Every one of them is going to have to beat two of them at least to get out of there. So, got to play them sometime.
Yep. It's going to be brutal, but should be fun.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, now let's turn our attention to the health of the Colic family. Hubby's sick.
Yeah.
103 fever.
103 fever.
Yeah.
Remy got pictures taken. She's at patches. You have an eye infection. We're falling apart. We can't get sick right now.
Your dad's done. He's at home with fever.
Oh, he had surgery a couple weeks
ago. And he's had his knee rescoped.
Yep.
Mom's away in North Carolina. So
she's probably scared to come home.
She's working. She's at work, so.
She's working in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Your dad. I hate your dad. How happy. What a life that guy's got. And then Reese Bob.
Reese Bob.
Reese Bob went from being the coolest kid around to head over heels in love.
Fell in love, didn't he?
He fell in love, and now he don't watch sports. He don't listen to us.
I give it all up.
I told him he needs a life.
I don't know. Looks like he has a pretty good life. I like his girlfriend.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She absolutely.
Yeah.
But we like to give Reese Bob a hard time.
Oh, you got to.
Absolutely.
I know you're busy. I know you got to get out of here. I appreciate you taking the time to come up.
Sure do.
Thanks for having
let's
me.
Let's come up during the tournament and we'll.
Hey, let's make it a long run. Huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's
and, we'll,
do it.
And we'll have a couple hours up here just have a nice talk session.
Okay. Yep. Sounds okay. good.
Thanks for
Thanks,
coming
guys.
Up.
Sounds like a winner.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Brent Niekamp's stopping up. We're going to talk Indian football. We're going to talk a little bit more about the volleyball season.
Yep.
And we'll be right back. Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble? Or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
This is Mitchell Pugh, president of the Fort Recovery FFA chapter, announcing that the FFA and Cooper Farms have teamed up to sell turkey rolls prior to the holiday season. Mixed roasts are on sale for $30. To order, contact any FFA member, call the high school, or check us out on the Fort Recovery School's homepage. Pre-sale deadline is October 18th. Order your turkey rolls today.
The Fort
Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races on Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races throughout the evening. Doors open at 6, with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available, you can bet on the races, and you can actually own a horse for only $20, and you get to name your horse, or buy several horses. You can get the forms for buying a horse from any of the boys' high school players, or from Kate Judy, Teresa Leonards, or Gail Judy. Be sure to return your purchase forms in plenty of time before the horses are all sold. So come up with some clever horse names and buy your horses now before they're all gone. Name them after your kids. Name them after your favorite vacation place. Give them names with clever puns. Just keep it clean. Make your plans now to join the party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help out our boys' basketball team. A night at the races, Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
We're back here, Bubba and Fee, Sports Talk, Wednesday night. Just got done talking with the head volleyball coach, having an unbelievable season.
They are, and she's, I mean, how do you not root for her?
She's a class act. She's
the whole family.
Yeah, it's a fun family.
What an addition they've been to Fort Recovery.
Yep, absolutely. Great move in.
Yep, I agree with you. We'll have a big one out tomorrow night.
Yeah, it would be. I'll tell you what, yeah. Like you said, it's been, what, 29 years? It's harder to win a MAC championship than it is a state. I mean, anymore, it seems like.
Well, was that our last state championship team? Our only one?
Yeah.
1989?
We won state.
89, 90, I think, yeah. I guess we were there just 1 year. I think
it was, that was Lynn Follenkamp.
Yep. Mindy Bupp. Yep.
Who else?
Kate Judy.
Very good.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Who else is on there? There was a Holman girl, I think, maybe.
Sandy Holman?
Sandy, maybe.
Good job. Mandy Hastings? No.
I don't think she was on that one.
Was she a freshman? I can't remember how that went.
She might have been.
Somebody was a hitter.
Was she a freshman?
Lynn Bowling game.
Yeah, Lynn Fulham came. Didn't they have two hitters? Was there an interesting girl?
Mindy was a hitter.
Mindy Bupp?
Yep. She was lefty. Big lefty. And so was Kate. Kate was a good hitter, too. Yep. Probably was Etzler had to be on there.
Yeah.
Jenny?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, she
would have been.
No doubt.
Yeah, because she was that. Was it not the 89-90 when we won the volleyball in 89-90 and 90-91 with the basketball? Or did we win volleyball second year that we won the state in volleyball? I can't remember for sure.
Kim Seifert.
Kim Seifert.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job. Kate Judy on it.
Yep.
Jenny Etzler, Jody on it.
Yeah.
You see, people do listen.
They're listening. Yep. They're listening.
And smart people, too.
Gina Wenning.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. I forgot.
Girls volleyball, Jody Wendell. Girls volleyball win state in 1991. We should have all these girls come out and talk about it.
They know more about it than we do.
So one of those girls needs to let us know if Mandy was on.
I was there.
I was thinking she was.
I was there. UD Arena.
Nutter Center.
Ooh, I don't think it was Nutter Center.
UD Arena. We won state at UD Arena.
I swear we went to the Nutter Center.
Okay.
Them girls will be telling us. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
It was UD Arena. I was there.
I'm just dumb enough to think that I was there, too. And I was thinking it was Columbus. So that's just
I knew it was Dayton.
Yep.
You say it was Nutter Center?
I thought it was right.
I think it was UD Arena. Come on, somebody.
I bet those girls know where they were.
Yeah, I guarantee you they'll know where they were.
I was there, but... Couldn't tell you.
Too many years ago. I remember none.
Up until
Kate Judy, UD.
Yep.
Was UD.
Up until Michael Hearn says you're sounding good, boys. He's going to come up to the old show sometime.
Yeah, we like having him.
We'll get him up here for football playoffs.
I told Raz to call in.
Really?
Yep. He said, you got your show tomorrow night? I said, yep, I'll have to listen.
He should come up. I've invited him up here multiple times.
He'd be awesome.
I don't know if some guy's not allowed or Pudge will kill him or what's going on.
Yeah, it could be.
I think that media is allowed to be there. WCSM's announcers can't be on, but...
Hey, we got to give a shout-out to Wiener.
Wiener Record.
Listens every Wednesday.
Love it. Yeah.
He's driving across the country?
He's driving across the country. He has to listen on the archives after you get them put in.
Yeah, that's all right.
But that's perfect.
That's why we do the archives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got to give out the biggest shout-out.
Shout-out?
This is the biggest shout-out of the day, of the
big
year.
One. The big one?
Biggest shout-out of the year.
Who we got?
Coach Al Souders, 90th birthday.
9-0. How awesome is that?
Coach Al.
God, I love that guy.
He know, there's heroes. That's great. You know how you have heroes in your life?
Yep.
He was one of mine.
Yep. But total respect for him.
Yeah. Because when we was kids, he was like, that's Coach Al.
Yeah, that's big. He's king.
Yeah,
Coach Al. He's king. Man. That's for sure.
And he just celebrated number 90. He looks good in his picture.
Sure did. Looks great. Yeah.
I don't see him walking around quite as much.
No. I think him and Chuck still get out and play a little golf once in a while.
Do they really?
I think so.
That's great.
It is good.
That is great.
That is big. 90.
Kathy Etzer said 90, 91, and lots of talent. So
yep.
Yes, there was a lot. Right. Kind of like this year. Somebody goes out and somebody just as good comes in.
I agree with you, Neil. She's got some great weapons there, too.
Yep.
You know, all of a sudden, the Garkey girl had three straight hits in a row, perfect.
Yeah.
Then it'll go to somebody else and somebody else. And Fort Camp girl, boom.
There is going to be.
They don't miss
some really good teams not make it out of districts.
Oh, it's terrible.
So the sectional is at, we'll host a game, correct?
No.
Where's the sectional at? Because the district's in Van Wert.
It'll be announced right now.
It came out that we will play in New Bremen.
In New Bremen?
At the 5:30 game.
Yeah, last I seen it was said it was to be announced.
Yep.
And, New Bremen?
Yes.
That's stupid.
That is stupid.
Well, sorry, I didn't make the rules. State of Ohio gets
So do they get to play there? They don't get to play there.
Yeah, I think they do.
Can't play on your home
field. That ain't right, Digger.
The first round, which of course we got to buy. The first round
is at the home court.
Is it the higher seeds home court? And then the next one we are playing.
Yeah, because last year we had a number one or two. We had number two seed last year, didn't we? Because we hosted last year. I know. I ain't sure.
I got the thing in this other room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. There's some really good teams going to have to stay home.
Yeah, I know. And I was just getting a... unbelievable. So you look at it, okay? And the districts could very easily be Fort Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
If we can beat New Knoxville.
Got to beat Knoxville. They're good.
Yeah, it's just
playing
scares,
really good right now, yeah.
They just thumped Parkway last night. Parkway's not bad.
No. We beat them up here, and it was tough up here beating them.
Right. And then it's going to be St. Henry, New Bremen, Marion, and us.
Yeah.
That'll be the... There'll
number
be
one,
more.
Two, three, four teams.
How much money is that place going to make?
Yeah.
We should... Are you allowed to do them games, Neil?
We'll probably simulcast
Jeffrey O.
Yeah, Jeff
Overholzer.
Are they on again tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, we're, as from what I see right now, we are done with our broadcasts.
We're done?
We're done.
Well, we only did three or four anyway because WPGW does so many.
Yep.
Which is good. You know?
Could we announce a volleyball game?
Yeah, we could do it, but we'd be stupid.
You could.
We'd be cheering a lot, high five, and we wouldn't know what the heck we're doing.
You could be the color people.
We wouldn't have any clue what we're doing.
No, we can do it, Neil.
Okay.
Huh?
You can't keep.
Oh, we're in a great rotation right now. They got to get the ball up there. We can come up with stuff.
You can say that stuff, but you have to do the play-by-play.
Oh, see, you ever heard him?
Play-by-play.
Yeah, but there's somebody different touching the ball every second.
Basketball.
Two.
Did you hear the St. Henry game with him and Hobbsy?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And one guy will have the ball for 2, 3, 5 seconds.
No. Oh boy!
Don't start with me, Spencey.
Okay. Moved. Well.
We ain't scared.
No, we ain't scared.
When you go to Versailles tomorrow, just sit there in the stands and sit there and think to yourself if you can name every person every time they touch the ball.
Mm.
And if you can,
we can do.
You're right. If you can, I'm right.
You're in or out.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying you can't do it. It's not.
Oh yeah.
It's not even close to easy.
Easy.
I didn't say it was easy, but neither's hosting this show with you blabbing on the side either.
Well, okay.
Huh? My God. Where's Brent? Is he done or not?
Brent says I'm done. Tired.
Huh? Brent's out. It's quarter till. He said be here.
He's on his way.
Huh?
He'll be on his way.
We're mad at him anyway. I can't believe we're having him back.
For the second time.
Oh, he's been back one other time?
Yeah, we got him. We got him once.
Is this the third time he's been on?
I think so.
Yep.
He ain't really that good to listen to.
Yes, he is.
Huh?
Not too bad.
Sorry about arguing with you, but...
He's got a good voice.
Pretty sure...
He's got a great deep voice, don't he?
Good radio
voice. And he does kind of know what he's talking about. And he just pulled up on the other side of the street. That's the brackets somewhere down in here. It says...
Brackets?
At New Bremen. Well, okay.
My God.
We're blind.
Well, 50.
There's glasses right there beside you.
We do got a concussion. You just hit me in the head with the screen.
Screen wiped him.
Well, I didn't hit you hard enough. I mean, I'm what I meant to say.
419852, Jody Wendell says, Kobe's birthday tomorrow, 16.
Kobe. They were cheering him last night.
Kobe. Wendell. Kobe.
Were they cheering him?
Oh, yeah. Everybody walked in. They were going,
you're lazy.
Well, but I think part of that was he might have been.
45. What time is it? It is 8:45.
He might have been dating that girl that was
nine
serving.
Units strong. Don't come in here with an attitude tonight, Coach. This could get ugly. Huh? Should we take a break and come back with Coach?
Yep. The big man just walked in.
He did just walk in. We're going to take a break. Come back. Brent Niekamp, head coach of your Fort Recovery football.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available, so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 14th from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 14th from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. Don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 6th.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk. Okay, so us three have always supported the Lutheran spaghetti.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just good. It's just something about it.
Yep.
It's really not that good spaghetti.
Yeah, you got to go there every time.
I know. A little watery.
Yep.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Don't they always have pie, too, though?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they always have too. Desserts.
Got great desserts.
The pie sells it.
Desserts are really, really
good. I'm in for the spaghetti, but... And if it is a little watery, you got the breadsticks to soak it up.
The spaghetti's good.
Yeah. Spaghetti's good.
I didn't say one good. It's a little watery.
It's going to get a double dose of sauce.
So get an extra breadstick and sop it up.
Your neighbor from across the street might split your head over that comment.
She knows. I say, a little runny, but I love it. I mean, I support everything they do.
She made it for all that many years.
Your sister-in-law did? Yeah. Whoops. Don't let her. She ain't listening, is she?
Yeah.
what a great place that Lutheran church is.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So we're here with the head coach of the Fort Carey Indians, and where do you start? I mean, we're 3-4.
Should be 7-0.
You know, we could be. We could be. We ain't gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about. This is a tough one to talk about because we're seven games in. You don't use that excuse, do you?
What excuse?
Right. I thought the first quarter Friday night was the best quarter played all year.
Played really, really well.
Yeah.
But, I thought the first 12 seconds was great.
I called that too, by the way. Whenever them kickoffs go back like that and they break the containment.
Yeah.
And that kid can run.
Yeah. He's a threat every time he gets his hands on the ball.
He is, absolutely.
Yeah. And I told somebody standing by me, I said, once he got past, I said, well, there's only one kid here that can catch him, and he's on our team.
Yeah. Well, now, Lane. They have two kids who
can. Oh, absolutely.
Those two, their backs, Bixler and Hilskamp, they're good track kids, too.
Yep. Are they both juniors?
Yes. And they're both almost good. All of their players are juniors.
Yeah, and they're really good basketball players too. And they got the Bixler and that tail. That running back was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he's as good as Will was, but he's the same kind of back. He reminds me of Will. Yeah. The way he hits holes and accelerates and he's real physical. Yeah. He's good.
So, Coach, we go over there. We're playing a team that we know is really good. I mean, we know Animal's really good. We go in there, and we talked about how we started out, just played great the first quarter. Everybody there knew they was going to be a dogfight.
Right.
You know,
right.
And their dog just bit us a little bit too much. But I thought that game, we showed some, I mean, we could have folded. And we got a couple stops. Yeah. We made a couple, you know, and we had a chance to win it.
Yeah. It's tough because you look at our record and you right away you think, oh man, that could be so much different. And it could be. And at the same time, we're playing at a higher level now than what we were 3 or 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, within all this, we're getting better. You know, our young guys are growing up. Our seniors are finding their way as leaders and, you know, taking control of the team. And we have more stretches where we're playing at a high level and we still just have stretches where we don't, you know, that we got to sort of eliminate and couple that with playing really high level of competition. You know, it just, and sometimes with some of those games, it's just a matter of how the ball bounces.
Yeah. Oh, we've seen that.
That's the truth.
You know, and you know,
you're talking inches, a couple of times.
Yeah. And I don't remember having a season where we've lost this many close games.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, that's tough.
So what goes around comes around, I think. You just keep fighting, you keep playing hard, you keep trying to get better. And eventually those breaks are going to go your way. Yeah. And the ones that you can make go your way, you got to make go your way.
Yeah.
So the locker room Friday night afterwards, did you sense the boys getting a little bit more down than normal?
No, not at all. They're resilient. It's amazing how resilient kids are and how I think a lot of times they react better to these things than what the adults do.
Right.
You know, they're... You know, Friday night right after the game, guys are disappointed in the outcome of the game. But I still think they understand that they're not necessarily disappointed in the effort that we put forth and the, you know, the way we played for a lot of parts of that game.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it, what do we lose by 5? And we had the ball with 2 minutes to go on the 30 going in.
Yeah.
And, you know, didn't make a couple plays, went 4 and out, and that was it.
Right.
You know, that's the way it goes sometimes. So I think those kids understand that, and they're just looking at, well, what can we do now? Well, we got St. Henry this week. You know, this is the table that's set for us the rest of the year. As far as, you know, trying to get in the playoffs, we're going to have to beat all three teams, which is going to be a tall task, and everybody knows that. And I don't think anybody's scared of that task. I don't think anybody's... You know, they know what it is, and they're ready to go attack it. which that's fun. It's fun to be around a group of guys like that.
That's what you got to love.
Absolutely. And when you, talk about that next Wednesday night, we're going to have the seniors up here, and they're your leaders. And when you talk about them kids and you talk about the guys ready to go, you know, we got a bunch of sophomores that contribute and are going to be great players. But you need that seniors. And Chelsea talked about her four seniors, how they've led them. And your seniors have been tremendous so far.
They have been.
Yeah. They made a lot of progress throughout the year, and they need to continue to. When you get done with a season, or when you start moving through a season and look back on seniors and their contribution to the, not just the team that year, but their contribution to the program over a 4-year period, it's really fun to see how they grow. Through the course of a season, but really through the course of 4 years, it's you watch those guys go from being really awkward, you know, ninth graders that, you know, can barely figure out how to put their helmet on, to guys that really develop some toughness and some understanding of working hard and being a good teammate and leading a group, and that's really cool. I'm probably as proud of that as anything when I see those groups of guys go through and think, you know, if I had a chance to touch that a little bit and affect it in a good way, then that's, you know, that's, I'm happy
doing your
about
job.
That.
That's right. Yeah. That's good stuff.
And when you, and when you talk about the guys that are, these kids, how they buy into the, you know, them guys are in the trenches with you, and they're your teammates, and you know, we've had a tough season wins and loss wise, but our season hasn't been tough when you look at the improvements that we've made.
Exactly. I mean, there's no disappointment out there at all. I mean, I feel like you've said it from week one. You know, my goal is each week we get better. And you know, we went week 7 and we're getting better. I mean, each week it seems like we're getting better. And like you guys said, the resilience thing, you know, they could have packed it in, you know, a couple of times, you know, we could have packed it in, but this team's tough. I mean, they come back and that's a tribute to you, Coach.
Well, thanks. And, you know, we try to create that environment. We try to create that situation where that's how we look at things and don't really get rattled by the circumstances, good or bad. You just got to keep playing,
keep plugging
better,
away,
doing what you're supposed to do and have faith that that's going to work out in the end. You know, there was a point in time Friday where we were probably pretty close to that point. Everybody's got it, you know.
Absolutely.
But we righted things and made some more plays and battled it out and gave ourselves a shot. And that's what you want in any game. You know, give us a chance to win the game with 2 minutes to go, and we'll take our chances there.
I can tell you this much as a fan. It's been a fun season to watch. I mean, it's been heartbreaking on some of the games, you know, but it is. It's been a fun season to watch because we've been competitive to every game. You know, we battled to the end every game, and, you know, a couple breaks that went the wrong way for us, or, you know, it could be a completely different season. But like you said, let's win these last three and go get in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's how we got to look at it now. That's how we're approaching it, you know. It can be a completely different season still.
So, sure, so that's absolutely.
We're trying to affect.
Let's talk a little bit about your quarterback, Coach. I thought Friday night was the first time I see him lose his composure a little bit. I think it was a third down play, what about midfield or maybe even inside that, where I think he scrambled and didn't make the first down or something. And then he come to the sideline and he... He kind of didn't even think about us going for and fourth down. We got out there. We had an incomplete pass on fourth down. Come back and you guys had a little conversation. And as part of, you know, this, the sky is the limit for this kid.
Absolutely.
And we expect so much of him. He's only a sophomore. And I kind of like that fight in him. I kind of like the fact that, you know, your quarterback has to do that. He has to be the leader of the team, and he has to be able to. The guys have to know that. I mean, do you agree with that statement a little bit about your quarterback?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay, so he was upset when Friday night, and you know which play I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where he come in, it was third down, he come in the locker room, he come in the side, and we was going to go for it on fourth down. And he was absolutely in a rage about something. I don't know if he's disappointed about himself or if something was going on, because I don't remember the play or how it materialized. But I'd like to see that fire in your quarterback. And
see, what you call fire, I call loss of composure.
That's what I'm asking.
I completely disagree with you in this case.
Okay.
And I disagree with a lot of people in this case. When people talk about, well, I like that fire in a guy. Look, he's competitive. He's fiery. I would say if you're really competitive, you keep your composure and do your job when you're supposed to do it. That's really being competitive. And that's what I told him. And that's fire, like demonstrations after the fact, like for anybody. And this isn't just, I don't want to single this kid out.
Oh, no.
But I mean, demonstrations after the fact are a defense mechanism for weakness. It's weakness. If you want to be competitive, then no matter what happens, instantly your mind has to go to, what can I do now to affect the situation and make it better? Because what just happened doesn't matter anymore, and the faster we can get past that, the better.
Okay, so fire to me, when I see it, I mean, I look at Will Holman last year, who he was fire all the time. All right, he had an energy.
Energy is different than emotion.
Okay, so
emotion goes up and down. Emotion can go. We can get all emotional and feel great about things when plays work, you know. But emotions can also go the other way,
and it can hurt you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Make mistakes,
but enthusiasm for playing only has one direction. Right, you're always enthusiastic to play, regardless of the circumstances. You're enthusiastic to compete and look for the next challenge, regardless of the circumstances. So we don't want to get pulled around by our emotions, and we can't allow ourselves to get pulled around by our emotions.
But that game of football is a game of emotion, ain't it? I mean, it seems to me like,
oh, absolutely.
Bob, I've played organized football for 10 years, and I've coached football for 16 years. Do I seem like an emotional guy to you?
Well, I'm going to plead. You seem like your dad to me. But I understand. I understand that.
I'm just saying. I mean, like what you're thinking to me, I'm looking at Baker Mayfield. I look at Baker Mayfield as that guy is, he is emotion wide open. I mean, he comes into a game and, if I'm playing with you, that fires me up too, I think. And maybe that's bad. Maybe that's a bad thing.
Well, it's a personality thing too. And
yeah.
But if that causes you to lose your focus, then it's bad.
Then it's bad. I can see that.
A lot of people, it causes them to lose their focus.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee.
Coach Niekamp, 902.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 13th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Slick and Rick will be spinning the classic tunes, and there will be a couple of hundred of the coolest cars ever made. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street for the fall cruise in on Saturday, October 13th from 4 to 8. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. After defeating the number one and number two teams in the state back-to-back, the Lady Indians will travel to Versailles tomorrow to take on the defending state champion Lady Tigers. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match. On Friday, it's football, and we'll host the St. Henry Redskins on homecoming night. And there's a chili supper before the game starting at 5. Our Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. Big week of sports for our Indians teams. Tomorrow night, volleyball at Versailles. Friday, homecoming football hosting St. Henry with a chili supper before the game. Get to these big games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't make it to the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Sports Talk. Mr. Harold Feeley.
Hello, Bobby.
Mr. Brent Niekamp.
Bob.
Bob Stogler. Neil on the cords. How you doing, Spencey?
All right. Thanks.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Good. Nice. Too bad. We're talking Indian football, and we're talking about the game against Anna. And let's talk a little bit about every week Gavin Toby has an ESPN catch. That's the damnest thing I've ever seen. He had to one-handed snatch against Parkway.
That was incredible.
He had the cold water. He had the most incredible. And that catch he had Friday night. It was unbelievable. That kid can, he's a highlight reel.
He can make some plays.
He's pretty good.
He's a human highlight reel.
Yeah, he's.
That's awesome.
He's got a lot of upside. He's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, he does.
You see it in flashes.
Yeah.
You see it every once in a while. He has an opportunity to make a play like that, and you go, whoa, what's
Yeah, and then
that?
He gives up a touchdown, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, you can catch everything. How about flicking up and knocking this bad boy down?
That's where we're at with those guys. That's yeah, the things that we
that's
go
That's sophomore in them, probably a little
right,
punk out.
Right.
I mean, you see the same thing in Derek Jeudy.
Yeah.
Against Coldwater, I thought Derek Jeudy ran so freaking hard. And I'm watching him against Parkway, and I'm thinking, he had 100 and some yards, and I didn't think he ran hard at all.
Yeah.
And then he had a couple runs Friday night where he was like the greatest. He was Jim Brown. I mean, youth is,
to be fair to Derek, we had a blocking adjustment in that Parkway game that I think slowed everything down.
Yep.
And we actually corrected it at halftime, and I thought
helped
he was
it out a little bit,
yeah, because he was hesitant based on how we were blocking some stuff up front, and the whole thing just kind of, and we couldn't figure out
kinda
we're
blocked.
Doing the same thing. What's wrong?
So, Coach, you say you make that adjustment and stuff. Now you got Smoke probably as your line guy.
Me and Smoke,
you. So, when you're watching that game, you just kind of watch stuff and you see, this ain't working. So
yeah,
then at halftime, we got to make different adjustments.
Hopefully, we can make the adjustment before halftime.
And catch something like that.
You know, with... guys playing on both sides of the ball and just the way... things happen throughout the game. Sometimes it's tough to make those adjustments.
What do you look for on something like that? Like somebody's getting through too fast all the time, or we're not picking this guy up right, or
yeah, well,
we should block him in, not butt out. Or
I'll explain the thing with Parkway. They had a front, their defensive front. They moved a lot. They would move, stunt these guys and loop them around and do a bunch of that kind of stuff with them to try to make negative plays because they're not very good. They're not very big.
Yeah.
Right? So they're trying to fool you into not blocking somebody. So we had our line kind of slow down with our steps and try to make sure
we're finding people,
right? We're getting on a body.
Okay.
And we weren't getting very much movement. So that was slowing Derek down and his
So he's got to wait in the back.
Everything. Right.
To make
so
sense.
So we got in the locker room, and I think actually might have been Block who brought it up and said, we just got to go. We need to do this the way we normally do it and get that movement, and mm-hmm. he can be aggressive. And, you know, because they weren't moving near as much as we expected them to with their defensive front.
Okay.
So we come out after halftime, and they're not moving, and we could get it going then.
Okay.
So, yeah, sometimes we coach them right out of good plays or good situations. that's possible, too.
No way. I don't believe that for a second. Talk a little bit about this team coming up Friday night, the Redskins. A team in Anna beat at the very end in overtime. They went for two in Anna and didn't make it. And this is going to be a team similar to Anna?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. As far as, like, matchup-wise, they got a big, strong line, which Anna did. They got a really good running back, which Anna had. Now, this kid's a different style.
Yeah.
Zach Niekamp is. He's a big bruiser.
Your cousin?
Of a runner. He's Redman's boy.
Okay.
Kevin Niekamp. Yeah. Yeah, so he's my cousin's son. And, you know, Zach is like 6'1", 195, and kind of a straight ahead. He's a lot like Jesse Niekamp was as a runner, Jaime's son. So, you know, they want to get him going north and south and full head of steam and, okay, go ahead and try to tackle him 30 times.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the challenge. Whereas Anna had those two runners and they were more, you know, jitterbug type of guys, but they were still strong too.
Right.
Might characterize them the wrong way. You know, and then they got, I think their running game is ahead of their passing game. But they passed well against Minster, so that part of their game is coming along. But I think the key is going to be control the line
Zach,
scrimmage.
The deadline,
stop number 22. Yeah.
That's right. It is. I think it's chili supper night, right? We're going to eat some chili.
Chili supper night.
And it's supposed to be just an absolute gorgeous night for football. 56.
Be perfect.
Yeah.
And that's Mac football right there.
Starting to get better Mac, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 80 degrees.
It's got to go.
Yeah, we got to. Crap.
Put that down there, Neely. 9-12, Harold. I want to scratch that one in case we get suspended from the MAC.
Yep, right in.
So, Coach, we're 3-4. We got three games left. Our focus is one game at a time. Let the chips fall where they may. But we talked a little bit about the rest of your program. And then Thursday, we don't watch the JV or junior high play Anna.
Mm-hmm.
From what I seen early to what I seen Thursday night was incredible, the improvement of them guys.
Yeah.
If you ain't fired up about that.
I'm really proud of those kids. I was there Thursday, and that was the best that I've seen both groups play, particularly that eighth grade team. You know, they have low numbers, and so they've been battling in a lot of those games but weren't able to finish them, and that one they were able to finish, and they just did. They did the correct things harder and longer than they have in other games. I think the big thing with them is that they got in the mode where they were really trusting each other. And that's easy when you get into the situation where you're getting beat a lot to start to doubt. You know, you might doubt what your coach tells you. You might doubt what you think you can actually do, your own abilities. And you doubt what your teammates can do. So you might try to start doing somebody else's job. And those guys played completely together and all trusted each other, trusted what their coaches told them, did their jobs. And they come out there and they beat a pretty good team.
Pretty good team.
And I could care less if they won that game or not. If you watch the kids play, how much it was like night and day difference.
Yeah.
And it was just.
They've come a long way.
Week before that, they played well, too.
Yeah, they
actually
did.
Randy Ramos, boy, is a nice-looking quarterback, too.
Yeah.
He's going to be another one. And you've got – they got small numbers, but they got good kids.
Yeah.
There's going to be some nice players for you come out of that class.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
I really hope we can keep them together.
They can
stick together. And, you know, tough thing about the development of our program this year was – the fact that we weren't able to have a freshman team. I really wanted those eighth graders to stick together, have that freshman team next year that they can compete, you know, against guys their age. And then with our current freshmen who are going to be sophomores, I really hope they stick together and can get that year that they need of JV ball against other sophomores.
Yeah.
And maybe a few juniors instead of playing basically a year or 2 years up right now. That's tough on those guys. And
so can you bring some sophomore kids down if you tell the other team, hey, I'm bringing some sophomores down?
Oh, yeah. Freshmen. Yeah, everybody okay. does
That's
that.
That's my thought.
Right. So yeah. it's really with those freshman teams with small schools, it's really more of an ABC team.
Okay. Yeah.
And the MAC guys, everybody's really good about
sure
the idea be. Of we would all rather play a game than not play one.
There you go.
And so let's get some good work for these guys and get them on the field playing because that's what all the kids want to do.
Sure.
That's right.
You got, let's see, we got St. Henry, then we go to Marion and Marshall's at home.
Yep.
And then Marshall's at home. Yep.
Marion should be no problem.
Nope. I see no problem.
You know that they've actually, and I, but the first half of their games, and it's like they wear people out.
Yeah.
You know, because it you is. Always see it's somebody scoring on them early.
Yeah,
and then
it's always close.
49-12.
And then they throw it.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns the second half.
It is. And then you look at the league, and then Coldwater, you know, Chip Ottman was at the game, and he was sitting up there, and you know, they're undefeated, and they play Anna this Friday. And the league is just... And we just talked Chelsea about what they got. And the football, it ain't any different. It's
the same thing.
Oh, no. There's really good teams all the way through. You know, Parkway is they're a good football team.
Good team.
That Hulk kid play on any team in the league.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're doing things right. They're developing, you know. They got a small group of guys. Like, their kids aren't big physically or very strong, but they're doing things really well. And you can go through the whole league and, you know, if people have said it for a long time, there's not a bad team in this league. It's just relative, you know, to who you play every week. And I think that's really true.
Yeah. You had a chance to go up and watch one of your old, players play this weekend at Trine, and Keyser got in a game, and that's gotta be neat for you to watch one of your kids come through and play the same school you did.
Yeah, that was really special. We had a chance to go up and watch. It was homecoming weekend. Trine had Alma College out of Michigan, and Trine won 52-24. And Matt's a backup, which for a freshman being a backup is pretty good. That means you're doing well. And they've had a good enough season that they've blown a few people out, and he's gotten in games. He's gotten in maybe three or four games. And we got to see him get in. He got in the last series of the game, and he saw us walk in at the beginning of the game. And we walk in the bleach and the stands, and you walk right behind all the players. And of course, you can pick Matt out real easy.
Yeah.
And we hollered at him, and he had a big smile on his face and waved and everything. And then we caught up to him on the field after the game and got to talk to him, and he was really excited. And that was a special moment. That doesn't happen very often. First of all, you don't have that many kids in that situation. Secondly, it's hard to go see him.
Yeah.
But we had a chance to, and I was glad it worked out.
And you got a couple other kids. You got Wes Wenning up at Ashland.
Wes is up at Ashland.
And talking to him, you know, he wished he was getting a little more playing time, but I think he's just a Jones for the game, and he loves being a part of the team. And
yeah.
And you know what kind of kid he is.
The reality about college ball is for most guys on the team, that's their role.
Yep.
You know, there's 70 or 80 guys.
Exactly.
And most of them are in that position.
22 of them are playing.
Right. You're a two or you're a three, and hopefully you can get on some special teams or hopefully you can get some reps here and there and work your way in by the time you're a senior. But it's different from high school. And it's funny, we were at the game up at Trine, and the guy sitting behind me was obviously a football coach, a high school football coach. And after I could kind of hear him talking, he had a boy on the team. And I asked him about his son, and he said, hey, he's a sophomore quarterback. I said, do you have a boy who plays? He goes, well, not really plays, but he's a sophomore quarterback. I said, yeah, it's totally different than high school, where everybody's the best player. And he actually, this guy's name was John Kirkton, and his uncle Rick coached me when I was in college.
Is that right?
At Tri-State. And Rick's still on staff there.
Yeah.
So he's a guy I always got to say hi to. And But that's the reality of it. In those small schools, they'll bring in 100 freshmen. Yeah. 100 freshmen. So when you come in there, you're surrounded by guys. You're one out of 100 just in the freshman class. So it's an uphill battle to get noticed, to play, and all that stuff. So you really got to decide how bad you want it, how important it is to you, and if you can stick that out for 4 years and be fortunate and stay healthy and everything, and then maybe you get a chance to play.
Yeah.
So that's the real experience.
So those 100 kids from freshmen to seniors, there's probably 20 left?
Yeah. When I came into Tri-State in 1999, there was 100 of us. Mm-hmm. And I have a picture at home of me and my buddies, our class, after our last game, and there's 20 of us.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about
take some dedication?
How about the kid from Perry? John, what was it?
Big John Fletcher?
Fletch.
Oh, yeah.
How's Big Fletch doing?
He's doing good. He's living in Lima.
Is he still a cop, or is he...
He works for Procter & Gamble, okay. I think, or whatever whoever bought them out.
And how about your website. Who was the other kid from the dark-haired kid that was...
Kurt Miller.
What's Kurt?
He's from Delphus. I'm not sure what he's doing now. He lives in Ottawa. I can't remember what kind of work he's doing. So that's... Kurt's brother, Adam, is the coach of Versailles.
Right.
Yeah. Great guys.
Yep.
So the cool thing is you start with 100... You finish with 20,
yeah,
and you probably have 5 or 6 of those guys that are diehard friends forever.
Oh, yeah. More than that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that you can hang with that. That's pretty cool. It's a lot of dedication, but you're going to find some friends for life.
Yeah, awesome. There was probably 10 of them up there Saturday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was the homecoming game. It's alumni weekend. Yeah. So a lot of guys go back. So, you see those guys that you see every couple of years, maybe some of them you haven't seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome though. Cause you get close to guys you play with in high school.
That's
a really special relationship. And then college is different yet because you're away from home.
Mm-hmm.
They become your family up there.
And you're living with them.
You're living with them.
Absolutely.
The first couple of weeks you're there, you do everything with them. You know, you eat with them. You're with them almost 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
What about Marty? Have you talked to Marty?
I haven't talked to him in a while. Probably early this season is the last time I saw him. I think he was between the 2 and 3 spot with their quarterback situation. Mm-hmm. And it seems like he really enjoys it there as far as like he fits in.
Yeah.
With their, I don't know, just the whole vibe of the program and the kind of guys they got there. And I think it's a good fit. And
good.
Well, so I see, and you know, you're a Fort Recovery kid. You grew up in this town. You live here. You'll be here all your life. And you see a kid like Robbie Lefevre. And Robbie announced yesterday he's going to Fordham for a Division I run track. And how cool is that for him?
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
And if you know Robbie, that's like right up his alley. Like he wants to go out and be in New York City and mm-hmm. do his thing out there. And it's really cool. I'm glad he's got that opportunity. He left on a Saturday a couple weeks ago to visit there. He said, Coach, I won't be at Films on Saturday. And I probably won't be there Monday. It'll be close if I can make it back on Monday for practice. But I'm going to New York City to visit Fordham. And I was like, that is awesome.
Have at it, man.
I'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
That's pretty awesome.
Go, you know,
love to have you practice, but.
Well, you know, those kinds of things are, that's a kid, building for his future. That's what we're after ultimately is to help these guys take advantage of opportunities that they're going to have, you know, with their lives. And that's obviously a great opportunity for Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I had to ask him though, and he didn't know this. The Fordham's most famous alum.
Fordham's most famous alum.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Sports wise, you mean, or just overall?
You know what? It's sports related, but you could probably make an argument for overall.
Overall?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bob Hope. Am I on the right track?
No.
Okay. Is it somebody who played sports but turned out to be something different, a president or something like that?
No, this guy's known for his role in sports.
Okay.
He was an athlete at Fordham.
Okay. For his role in sports, so
yeah.
So it could be an announcer, could be a
coach. Could very well be a coach.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Vince Lombardi.
Really?
Vince
Lombardi went to Fordham.
Wow.
Yeah.
Vince Lombardi.
You're on the coach thing.
Yeah. Could be a coach. Hey. Vince Lombardi.
I told Rob that, and he's like, what?
He probably said, who's Vince Lombardi? No,
where did Jim Brown go? Syracuse?
Syracuse.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one.
Yeah.
So I about said Jim Brown real quick, and I thought, no, wrong one.
But
no. Well, so another thing is we are at, and our job, me and Fee's job when we do sports talk, is our goal, and we talk about this a lot, is to promote Fort Recovery, promote our kids. Mm-hmm. Because we love them, and we think that's what this whole thing's about.
Absolutely.
So we're at El Camino,
and
Brandon Seacrest is in there. Now, I'm telling you, if you don't love that kid...
They don't get much better than that kid.
Fee, and he comes up and starts talking to us and starts talking to Fee, and it's like he's 17 or 18 going on 23 or 24 of the conversation.
Yeah.
First class kid.
Oh, my.
Any chance he was smiling?
Yeah. I mean, how can you... That's the kind of kid.
You should have him here every week instead of me because he's a way better radio interview, I'm sure. Yeah, no, he's
a great kid. I tell you what.
That's what makes coaching so much fun is those kids are so much fun to be around. And, you know, you talk about like, well, having a rough year or something like that. You should have been at our practice tonight. There was
awesome.
There was no sense of that with anybody. Yeah, it was 40 guys who enjoy working hard and practicing and getting better who are goofy, you know,
yeah,
and like being around each other.
I'll tell you what, and what's happening to me, and it's going to happen to you, the older you get, they keep you younger, too.
I hope so.
God dang, I feel like, you know, I'm an old man and a guy. When I'm around them kids, I feel young again, you know, and I like going out there and just exactly what you said, goofing around and having fun. It's
that environment, that team.
It's a great team environment. It really is.
Yeah, I love that kid. Love them. You know, they're coming up here next week.
Yep.
And that's the great thing about me and you doing what we do, scorekeeping, announcing, is that we stay involved in the kids.
We stay with them, yep.
And just like you do, Coach, and you have a bigger role with them. But it's something about hanging around with them young kids and knowing them. And they just give you, you're so proud of.
Right.
Because they get it.
Yeah.
They're so much smarter than we was in school. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I say that all the time. No, they are. They're so much more mature. They get their priorities are so much more in line.
Oh my God. We interview these kids and can you imagine if they'd interviewed us when I was 17, 16 years old, I just stood there and went, What?
Yeah. Yeah,
these kids are up there and they tell you their whole life story. I'm going to college. I'm going to do this.
I feel like I can barely spit out a sentence right now.
I know. That's what I am all the time. I'm thinking, this is great.
You are an idiot. All right. Hey, thanks for stopping up.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Good luck tomorrow night.
This is always kind of a fun one for you.
Oh,
ain't nothing better.
No question
better
about
beating
it.
That team over there.
No question about
it. I hate St. Henry.
Ain't nothing better than that.
So let me think. This will be the last St. Henry team that I have a first cousin on.
First cousin on?
Caden.
Yeah.
Caden's the baby
of
all the knee camps, and he's going to be the last one.
He's such a baby. He's only 6'8", 280 pounds.
Knee camps have big babies.
They got big babies.
He's the baby.
There's going to be some great grandkids, you know.
Yeah.
But Caden's the last one out of my generation, so that's kind of special. Yeah. And
that is
hopefully
cool.
We can send him packing with a loss.
Yeah, send him away.
That's exactly
head down
right.
And head to
thanks, Coach. Give him hell tomorrow night,
thanks,
buddy.
Yes, sir, buddy. Good luck.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a work.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
On Friday, October 12th, there will be a chili supper before the football game with St. Henry, sponsored by the junior high football parents. The chili supper starts at 5, and they'll be serving hot dogs, turkey sandwiches, and of course their great chili, along with desserts and drinks. So get to the St. Henry game early on October 12th and get some great food and help out the junior high football program at the Chili Supper starting at 5 o'clock.
This is Mitchell Pugh, president of the Fort Recovery FFA chapter, announcing that the FFA and Cooper Farms have teamed up to sell turkey rolls prior to the holiday season. Mixed roasts are on sale for $30. To order, contact any FFA member, call the high school, or check us out on the Fort Recovery School's homepage. Pre-sale deadline is October 18th. Order your turkey rolls today.
They're having a turkey drop.
A turkey drop?
Yep. The merchants are having a turkey drop.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew about that.
Yeah, I just read it.
Is he alive?
That would be, you would have a million people here. I mean, you have PETA here, but that's all right.
I was going to say, PETA would be
bounce a couple turkeys off top of a building. Nothing wrong with that. If you remember.
See if they land on their feet.
You remember when Kelsey played at UNOH and we had like half of Fort Recovery up there?
Yep.
Well, tonight, Owens, which is Kaya Wendell's team.
Yeah.
And they played Edison State. And I got, I got a few pictures here. And it looks to me like half the town is up there watching Kaya Wendell. And how cool is that? And I'm looking at it and I see the Bupp family. I see all the Bupps. I see Maddie Ramel. I see the Garkey girl. I see the Kanapke girl, the four camps. Half of Fort Recovery is up there supporting Kaya Wendell.
God,
I see Grandpa and Grandma. It is unbelievable. And let's see, I got another Peyton Toby. Let's see who else is
there. Tell you what.
Teresa Leonards.
There ain't
nothing
more special. Pretty cool.
Let's see, Christy Toby, Mindy Bupp. And they're all up there supporting
Kaya
and Carrie Evers, who's from St. Henry.
Yeah.
And here's a kid. Owens sweeps Edison State in 3 games and picked up another conference win. I don't know. I think they've only lost like 3 games.
They ain't lost very many. Yep. No, they're pretty good.
I think Kai's just having a
blast good year
up there.
Yep.
And shout out to Kai, and we're damn proud of her. And sure are. And her mom, we give her a hard time.
Her mom's awesome.
She bleeds purple.
She does. God love her.
Yeah. She came from Coldwater, and she absolutely turned her.
Yep.
Again,
turned
you
to
you gotta
switch.
Love that about her.
Yep.
But she got great kids, and she knows what's about. And I just. Yep. Shout out to Kai, and we're rooting for you, kid, and keep it up. And
keep on having fun.
That's exactly right. I think last week she was in North Carolina or something with her.
Yeah.
How about working, Kim? Kim, what are you doing? I don't get it.
I don't either.
Poor husband.
Poor Scotty.
It's unbelievable.
Got to work all the time.
How about, last week we sat here and we talked about a big weekend, and we had kind of a big weekend because you added to the Philly family.
We did.
And it was just a beautiful ceremony. And the whole day was perfect.
Yeah, we got a good one. Kelsey had a good day, and Kelsey and Caleb, and it was a blast. It was awesome.
Yep. Neil was there.
Neil Spence was there. We had some Stroh's beers.
Perfect. King Bob
made her in.
Bob
Follenkamp.
We had
some great people come in.
Yep, Follenkamp's from over at Bodkins. Forgot to ask Chelsea if she knew them. I'm sure they did.
Oh, I bet she did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, because I think I've talked about her, and they knew her.
Carrie Evers is from Marion. I thought she was from St. Henry.
She would have been a couple of years. Chelsea would have been a couple of years older than the Fullen Camp's daughter, probably three or four, maybe.
Yeah, but like that. They got an older one.
Oh.
And I think so, may have been with her, played pretty close to her.
Yeah, if she was older, she'd almost had to.
Yeah,
play.
She went to Indiana State, I think.
Indiana State, that is correct. Yeah. Very good, V.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff. But God dang it, man, it's this one hit me. This one hit me.
Ooh, killed me.
When I see that little girl, and she's like my little buddy. I always loved Kelsey.
Absolutely.
And she's getting married. Bobby's getting older, Spencey.
We're getting older.
Well, you don't look any older.
Well, thank you, bub. Appreciate it. You don't either? New shirt?
I did get a new shirt, but this isn't it.
We ain't on Facebook Live anymore. Again?
Nope.
We're not allowed, are we?
Last time we weren't allowed to put it in the archives because I was dumb enough to play a little bit too much music.
Ooh, what happened?
Well, if you play copyrighted music, they can't put it on Facebook.
Who the hell knows?
They do. Facebook.
Huh?
Facebook.
Big Brother. We had that problem with Whores a couple of times. We played just short of 30 seconds, and it took them an hour before they would go ahead and post it. They never did post last week's. I think we're okay.
We can sing? All right.
Somehow our Christmas shows keep getting in, although I think we do a little too much of
First of that. All, who's going to take our Christmas show off?
Well, they are because of
copyright
stuff.
Somebody's a brick.
Well, yeah, but that's ASCAP, BMI, that's all that stuff is very heavily regulated, so...
So put the edge on them.
Yeah, so if we ever do Facebook Live, we can't be doing our karaoke. Not with the copyrighted song playing in the background. I think we're allowed to sing it, but we're not allowed to have the
No More My Way at Christmas.
I think that night I played Spinning Wheel. And we only had it up where you could hear it for about 10 seconds, but had it play in the background for a minute and a half. Just where you could barely hear it.
Well, you got to just tell them somebody had a radio on.
Somebody said something to you?
No, they did. They just wouldn't post it on. They didn't post that video on Facebook. It's not in our Facebook videos.
That's crazy.
It is. That is how it is.
Huh.
And it didn't occur to me because we weren't really playing it, but we were. So yeah.
Stupid.
Oh well, yeah. That's law.
Facebook is stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah, probably right.
Very stupid.
Yep. Great weekend.
Was a great weekend. And then sports-wise, Buckeyes win. Browns win.
Browns win.
We're awesome.
Yep. He just split the uprights on that last one. It's a great kick. He kicked that.
Where do you get these turds at?
I don't get it.
Oh, my God. This kid couldn't make a field goal.
Oh, he was breathing 100 miles an hour. Breathing heavy. They showed him before he got ready to kick. I'm thinking, he has no chance.
And then you can't cut him. You absolutely can't cut him. He hits a game winner. If you cut him, you're
yeah. And he's going to lose the game for you.
Absolutely. No doubt. Dude can't kick nothing.
But he made one when the last guy didn't. So.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you can count as a make.
Well, the officials thought it was.
It was.
Yeah.
It was up.
When he goes through going sideways, that's not
Kobe good. Wendell's better kicker.
Oh, absolutely. He can play for the Browns right now.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Unbelievable. What else we got? You going down there tomorrow night?
I don't know. We could. I ain't got nothing going on.
Give her sales tomorrow night?
Yeah. Let's say we make her run.
I'm in.
Getting fired up?
Yep. What time's it start, Neil?
Actually, my wife even said that. She wouldn't mind.
JV is 5:30. Varsity starts 20 minutes after the
Why they start so early?
So they can get done early. I don't know.
Well, New Raymond brought a huge crowd.
I know.
Yep.
They're falling. Yep.
Well, I guess that's why I looked over at Calpe and said, I guess they did win state last year.
Yeah.
That's probably why they're falling pretty heavy.
Yeah. If I were a New Bremen fan, I would definitely have been there. That was.
Well, I don't know. And then volleyball can change. Next time you play them, you never know. But
right.
We looked a lot better than they did last night. They looked a little scared. I thought they looked really young, but they did have some seniors.
Well,
they had pretty good class.
What I think is we did to them what we did to them last year and to a couple of teams this year. Early in the games, early in the first match and most of the first match, they would hit some things that were just unreturnable, and we returned them.
Coach Niekamp just—he didn't think much of me saying I'd like to fire in Smitty, did he?
No, he's out. That's stupid.
Stupid. No.
Boom. Okay.
Hey, you gotta be under control.
Well, I like a little fire.
Well, I like I like a coach that has that already figured out instead of
he knows more about than I do.
Yep.
I think them cocky kids—they all have, and they're usually—they always are tremendous.
Yeah. Will Hellman, cockiest kid ever.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm gonna run by you 100 times.
How about Troy Hellman? Troy said,
"It's one of the greatest statements I've ever heard."
So Will texts Troy after he has 5 touchdowns. Okay.
Okay.
He said, "Hey, nice game. Heard you had 5 touchdowns." Troy's response was, "Now this is what I heard.
Yeah.
Just think, in 5 years when they change the record books, all they got to do is scratch out the first name."
Oh man, that is awesome.
Yeah, this guy changed 4 letters. He said,
"Yeah, that's just, I love it.
That is awesome."
Just scratch out.
And I can sure see him saying that too.
Get rid of them 4 letters.
Yep.
Will out, Troy in.
Love it. Love it.
Oh man.
So this weekend, tomorrow night, we're going to Versailles.
Yeah.
We're going to get a MAC championship for the girls. First time since 1989, 1990.
Nothing better than that.
We want to thank everybody for sending all the text in and keeping us straight on the girls' volleyball. We love watching girls' volleyball. We're starting to understand a little more.
Yeah, we're getting it. We're getting it.
I guess we're going to watch the Indians beat St. Henry.
Yeah, upset special.
Yep.
Friday night.
Is Hobbsy and Joe got that bad boy?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Is that game on the TV?
Yes, it will be.
So them guys outside?
Yes, we are. We will be outside.
Ooh, that sucks. It's supposed to be freezing out.
Sorry,
Hobbsy. Well, we got heater and we can put a shelter over it if we need to. They're now talking that rain will be hitting somewhere around 10 o'clock that night.
That night? We got to get her in quick then.
So we can put a shelter over it and
we're gonna have some chili.
Ladder.
Chili
supper at 5 o'clock.
Chili supper 5. Get out there. Get some
turkey sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, all that kind of stuff. Yep.
Spency, I'm looking at this weather forecast. I think you're on crack.
Thinking beautiful.
Well, I'm just going by what WHIO had on their
absolutely
future cast.
No chance of rain.
I hope you're right.
Friday partly cloudy. Saturday partly cloudy. Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday partly cloudy.
Perfect. Except colder.
10% chance of rain each day.
But 55 is perfect.
53.
Low of 30.
Still not bad.
39.
I can handle that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
My dark sky forecast on Friday
says... How's the hurricane doing?
Says 19% chance of rain at 8 o'clock and 43% chance at 10 o'clock p.m.
No, wait a minute.
On Friday.
Whose forecast is that?
Dark sky.
What is dark sky?
It's a hyper local. It tells you what address you're sitting at, and then gives you the forecast.
How stupid is that?
Well,
who do you trust more, the Weather Channel or Hyper Bowl?
I would say by far, dark sky.
Are you stupid?
No. No.
The Weather Channel knows everything.
The Weather Channel might know everything in general. They don't know anything about Fort Recovery. This one tells me. This one tells me that I am sitting at 201 North Wayne Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and gives me that exact forecast for that particular spot.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, until you find out, like this afternoon, I was doing some stuff outside, clicked it up, the sky was looking dark, said rain, light rain starting in 7 minutes.
7 minutes?
Guess how long it took for the light rain to start.
7 minutes.
Oh, for the love of Jesus.
Well, I'm telling you.
Dark sky is on it.
It happens. It works.
I got my Clash Union Saturday night.
Ooh, that'd be big.
I'm now Tom Wood's night worker. Tom Wood.
He's a pretty good guy.
He is a great guy. And he is a... He's a smart. He did this. He's got this trivia game.
Uh-huh.
And it is so good. And we went through it all. And
so trivia about your class?
Everything.
Oh, about everything.
Yeah, number one song, 1983. There's 60 questions.
Number one song, 1983 was... trying to think of that.
Come on.
Is it a
group? Am I allowed to cheat?
Huh? Is it a group?
It is a group.
Am I allowed to cheat?
No cheating.
Well, it's too late. I got my book now.
I'll give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
We have two in this town.
We
We have two in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's the name of the song?
Nope.
That's name who's singing. We have two in this town.
Yeah. Hollies.
No. The Hollies. We have more too.
Got Holly Stein. And if it's the one I'm thinking of, we got a whole lot more than that.
I would think it.
Because this says Down Under by Men at Work. We got a whole lot of Men at Work.
Nope. 83.
I couldn't even tell what 81
Number one song is Down Under, Men at Work.
No.
Africa, Toto.
No. Toto.
That's two.
Baby. Police. The Police.
Every little thing she does is magic.
Every breath you take.
Yeah, Every Breath You Take was every 1983.
Every breath you take.
Yep, that's number nine.
Well, it depends what you look at. You look at
Billboard. Billboard. Yeah. That's the official.
Jesus.
That's the official book.
Yeah. Police, number one.
Mm.
We got two of them.
Number nine.
Michael Jackson. He was a.
Billie Jean?
He had Billie Jean. Yeah. That was that year. That was number four.
Yep.
Yeah.
Billie Jean. Now we're going to throw it off.
Throwing
us off?
No,
we're not Facebooking.
Yeah, you're not Facebooking.
I'm not Facebooking ever again.
Okay.
We got Facebooked out.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I guarantee you, you turn Facebook Live on, me and Fee Karaoke for an hour, it doesn't get kicked out.
Well, I can tell you that they didn't ever post that the one from 2 weeks ago when it did Facebook Live.
They did post it because I watched it.
How'd they put it?
It took them 2 days at least because I didn't. I checked it.
Well, somebody that was night, watching
checked
live,
it the next day. Well, live, yeah, it'll be live.
They just won't let you.
Yeah, if it would go on very long, they would probably. Kick it off, but they won't post it till
we need our own deal.
Mm-hmm.
Our own deal.
Yep.
I don't know what that
in
means.
Or out.
I don't know what
we need our own station.
Nah,
well, we can have our own station, but it doesn't mean we can do stuff on Facebook Live.
We had a crowd on Facebook Live we were thinking the other day.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am not seeing that anywhere.
What's
on
that? We forgot to get our stogie out
that,
too.
That show. That would have been...
Where'd Joe Dunaway move to when he left here? Sydney.
Yep.
Two kids?
September 26th. It's not
on. What the heck was his kid's name? That's
Jace.
Jason. That's right.
Jace.
Well, I don't think it was.
And had a daughter. Jace. Somebody just text me.
I'm not seeing our...
What are you looking up?
The Facebook Live that we did for Sports Talk. It's not on our videos.
I know. They got kicked out. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you said you watched it.
I did watch it. It was on, and then it got kicked off.
And they kicked it off?
It wasn't on. Well, maybe it was on real quick. I checked it that night.
I went home and watched it.
The next afternoon. And,
okay. You did?
Yeah. It was great.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Well, how could it not be?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It was great.
It's unbelievable.
But now everybody have to take our word for it.
Fendi Bob just kept saying, peace, Thursday.
You gotta like somebody that's looking out for
she
you.
She has a drinking problem.
What? She needs another beer.
I don't think she did. Beer. She was more worried about Fee than she was herself.
Yeah,
Fee tell you that.
He's thirsty.
People made fun of my bald head. I didn't like that.
Ooh, that hurt.
Did you ever get you a wig?
When it gets too bad.
No, he's gonna go out and get a raccoon hat. Trader Days, but it rained too hard.
It rained too hard.
What a mud mess they had. Probably made $100,000, but still.
Yeah, they still made $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
I wanted to bring my family out there. They'd have loved it.
Oh, you should.
Oh, my goodness.
That would have been classic.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, that would have been something else.
That would have been perfect.
Charlie probably would have liked it.
Yeah.
But some of the other ones that
I don't know if Uncle Bob would have got into that one.
No, nah, I don't believe so.
Okay. Who was Fort Recovery music teacher in 1983? Everybody gets this round, give him $100.
Had been Shuttleworth, wouldn't it?
Nope.
The music teacher?
Then I don't know. If it wasn't Shuttleworth, I had no idea.
Nope.
He was before that.
Shuttleworth.
I have no idea.
The music teacher. As in like singing? Or we're talking band?
Usually it's the same one, but not always. But that probably back then it was the same
Susan
one.
Merlin.
Are you kidding me?
What?
That is correct.
Wow. I recognize the name, but I'd have never come up with that.
How did you get that?
I don't know. It just came to me.
I would never have thought.
I owe you $100.
$100.
Abby. I sticked them the words. I owe Harold Philly $100. You got that on Facebook Live?
Yep.
Ding, ding. Sula. get that?
She loved me.
Oh, for God's sakes. That's, I'm proud of you. I said the guy's got the most unbelievable memory I've ever seen.
Well, you've just given away two of the answers in your class reunion.
Nobody's listening.
Oh, okay.
That was a great shot. That
was a good shot. Yeah.
Put her in what else we got?
Nothing. Class reunion, where you at?
I think, Joe.
Yep, yeah, Charles Barenberge.
Perfect.
Can't beat it.
We're not Barenberge. Sandrel.
Yeah, Sandrel Hall.
Tommy Sandrel.
Yeah.
Charles. No, not Tommy. Charles Sandrel. It's all of them.
Huh?
His dad was Tom.
No, Charles.
Charlie? I don't think so.
Charlie Sandrel.
Charlie Sandrel.
Pretty sure.
I think Chuck. Chuck Sandrel. Chuck.
No.
Good guy.
Did you go to the open house at the hospital?
That's this weekend, but no.
It was this last weekend and today.
And again,
well, okay. All I know is what they were saying
on again this
on Insight tonight that there's going to be this Sunday. So
Insight was the Fort Recovery, what you call it, history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the one of a kind auction.
Okay, yeah, they don't know nothing about what's going on.
Well, they know about Tom Sandrel because he donated quite a bit of money for our murals, and they were talking about make sure that you go over to the hospital on Sunday and check out the open house.
Who said that? Nancy?
Jack and Nancy. Jack's and an idiot. Don and maybe Randy.
Randy's an idiot.
Okay, but that doesn't mean they're wrong.
Well, close. Nancy's smart.
She kind of is.
No, my wife said they're having it Sunday.
It's Sunday?
She wouldn't know if I wanted to go.
You in or out? I think you should go.
Brownies, I'm in.
The only time I want to go there is when I'm dead.
You don't want to go to the hospital when you're dead.
Well, when I'm about dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't want to go any other. Oh, I can see my grandson, my birth of my grandkids. That's always nice.
That's
visiting, that's not
colonoscopy. I had one in there for that.
Up the pooper.
That was terrible.
Ouch.
I did not like that at all. But you got to do it.
Yep. Got to check her out.
I got to get, what else you got to get done when you're 50?
I don't know.
Colonoscopy and then what else? Your prostate.
Oh, for God's sakes.
You're supposed to do that, right? Neil?
What's that? 50? Finger up the butt?
Yeah. Oh. Neil, you ever had one?
Nope. Sick.
You never had your prostate checked?
Nope. Well, not by a doctor.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I want to get my prostate checked on Facebook Online? Live Online. Up here in studio.
Ooh. Whoa, that feels pretty
it's
good.
It's men's health.
Yeah.
Okay.
Men's health. Bob and me. We're going to have
prostate exams.
Prostate exams online.
You in or out, Neil?
On the radio.
I'm in if it's you.
Who are we going to get to give it to us?
Let's go ahead and turn Facebook off.
Well, we have Dr. Hossbach. We can have Amy Wendell pop in.
It's got to be somebody with little fingers. Roars out.
Fingers.
Yeah. Amy Wendell, don't do get.
We don't know
do that.
She's going. Yeah.
You sure? No.
Can't be does. A girl. I'd be embarrassed.
Oh. That'd be embarrassed.
Hossbach.
Wait, how could you be embarrassed if everybody's watching? It doesn't matter. How does it matter who's doing it if everybody's
No, we're
going
to do it for. We're going to have free prostate exams.
Oh.
Huh?
I ain't doing them. I'm out.
It's got to be easy.
Oh, yeah.
You never had it done?
No.
I did, I think. With my CDL.
Well, I'm pretty sure you'd remember. What do you mean you think?
Whoa.
I had it done.
Maybe yours wasn't a real doctor either.
Never even.
Well, he said he was a doctor. Wow.
No, I didn't get a bill.
Yeah.
He probably sent you money.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
We're going to do that. Men's health. Fort Recovery Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You in or out, Pete?
I'm in.
I've had it done, so you're next in line.
Well, I've had Doc. Doc checked me out.
Spencey, you're the one we're worried about.
Why is that?
You never had one.
Okay.
You're 70.
Not quite. Be a year.
Whoa.
69. About the same.
I'll be 69 next month, yeah.
When?
November.
When?
14.
Okay, 14th is good.
14th is good.
Is it the 14th?
I believe
it is now.
Neil, we can look it up on the records.
Okay.
I can look it up right here sitting here and look up when you're born.
If you look up enough of them, you'll see three different dates.
Mm-hmm. What?
There's one of them got it completely wrong.
There's 11.
Tried to get it fixed, and they got it wrong again, so I just said, I don't care.
See, you're a liar. You're lying. You're a super liar.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to know. We're going to have a bash.
Here's one thing that was really good. Back when I had the drive-in, my dad, I walked in one day. They had a surprise birthday party for me.
Nice.
It was off by 5 days. So it just doesn't make any damn difference.
I guarantee
it was a surprise, I can tell you.
No idea when my birthday was.
Well, my dad did know it was November. He got that.
Hey, yeah, that's close.
It was in November.
5 days ain't that bad, really.
No. So are you Neil Spencer III?
Yes.
Are you in a British Museum?
Yes,
he is. No, there's a different. That's a different Neil Spencer. He's
Dr. Neil Spencer, Egypt explorer.
Doctor.
Yeah. Yep. He does
Doc Neil.
He does old antiquities. Uh-oh. Stuff.
Antiquities.
Neil Spencer in Ohio.
Uh oh,
Spencey.
We're getting closer.
Here we go. Neil Spencer from Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio.
28 years old, born in April.
Yes, sir.
Neil Spencer from Durham, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
My dad lived in near Wilmington, could but that's be your a long brother. Way from. Yeah, could be. Could
Might be. Be.
Yep. I bet he's black.
Uh-oh, Neil Spencer Sr., Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Ooh, there you go.
Nope.
Neil Eugene Spencer from North Canton, Ohio.
Genie.
That might be it.
This guy's 80. Yep, it could be. Might be it.
When's his birthday? Does it say?
No, don't say. Noel Spencer from Asheville, Ohio.
Nole.
Asheville, Ohio. I don't know where that is. Don't know anything about that one.
Here's one I know it's not you because this is Neil Spencer from Coolville, Ohio.
Coolville.
And you can. Noel Cordell. Wait a minute.
What?
Uh-oh. Neil Spencer III, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There we go.
You want me to give all the details out?
Yeah. If you can find it in there, somebody else could find it. Yes, or whatever.
Your previous address was in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Okay.
All right.
Never had an address in Dayton, but okay.
Okay, here we go. Don't get mad at me, bub.
Okay.
Neil Spencer from the White Pages. We just did a background check. You're wanted in 14 counties.
Background check costs you $30-something dollars, if I remember.
You better
right,
in.
If you get the real details.
What? I'm getting off that website.
That killed you.
Well, you get a chance to opt in, but it'll say that'll cost you. You can get more details. But
I always get a thing about my credit rating. I can look at my phone, my credit rating.
Okay.
What's the deal on that?
What's wrong with that?
Stupid.
Stupid.
You don't want to know your credit rating?
Why?
Whoa!
Hey, we're 50. I want a prostate exam.
Okay.
Oh, there's...
Ow!
Yowls is right.
That's what he'll say when the doctor goes...
Seriously?
Yeah.
We got to think about our health.
Okay. Healthy.
I'm a health guy.
I think about it a lot.
We're health nuts.
Huh?
I think about it a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
We're health.
When are you going to make donuts, so?
Ooh. Now that would be healthy.
Whenever we get the health department to give us a...
This place sucks.
Yeah, it does.
What's in that wooden thing there?
Deep fryer.
That's a little place where
they... Safe?
No. It's a thing where I think where when Amy was here, she had a...
Deliver a baby and you bring babies to
them. No, you think she put an amp in there with the radio and that's where the music went through. There's speaker wires for all the speakers on the ceilings.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
How you like this building?
I like it.
See? So far as I get.
When we go into the main tunnel?
That's up to Chuck.
Chuck sucks.
Chuck, he just won't move us.
Hate Chuck.
All right, we got to get the internet in there on the wall he wants and he's trying to figure out exactly how he wants to do
He'll figure it out, won't he?
Yeah.
He'll get her.
Yep. All right, tomorrow night we're going to Versailles. Yep. Let's get a W. Let's win the MAC tomorrow night.
Yep.
Let's cap off an unbelievable run by our Lady Indians.
Yep. Make it an unbelievable year.
I agree. And then Friday night we're going to beat St. Henry. It's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend. Buckeyes are going to win. Browns are going to win.
It's all the eyes. Everything is lined up. The stars are lined up.
Yep. Everything looks good.
You in or out, Spencey?
I'm in.
All right,
let's do it.
Yep.
Thanks everybody for listening, texting in.
Hey, next week we got the football seniors coming in. That's going to be big.
And we
get mom and dad's listening to us.
That's right.
Everybody's going to be laughing.
It's Wayne Street Markets for sponsoring Bubba and Feet.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.